Well, we certainly have to do something. Yes, but not always the most direct thing, Neil said. You can come along if you wish. With that, he set out at a brisk pace. He was not at all surprised that Christie followed him. It was a mile to Granny Barclay's simple cabin. The old woman was sitting on her porch on a rocking chair made of bent sticks and wrapped with vines. Her face was deeply wrinkled. Most of her teeth were gone, but her green eyes were still bright, attentive, and shrewd. She showed no surprise at seeing Neil and Christie. "Morning, Granny," Neil said. "May we have a word with you?" "I'd be right proud to have you sit a spell with an old woman," Granny said. "I find I have a little problem of a medical nature," Neil said. "It's Bessie Coburn. I was wondering if you might be so kind as to come with me and take a look at her." Neil could see the shocked look in Christie's face. "I reckon I could," Granny said. "I could do with a stretch." Without another word, Granny set off in the direction of the Coburn cabin. "Doctor, it must be 2 miles from here to the Coburn cabin. Most of it either straight up or straight down," Christie whispered in Neil's ear as they followed the old woman. "Granny is 80 years old. She can't possibly walk that far." "I think you may be mistaken about that, Christie," Neil replied. "First of all, she's closer to 90. Now let's hurry, or we won't be able to catch up with her." Granny Barclay set a pace that soon had Christie and Neil panting and sweating. 12 yards from the Coburns' cabin, Granny finally stopped. She made a show of rubbing her shoulder. "I guess these old bones of mine ain't got quite the life they used to. I don't expect I could walk more 2, 3 hours at this pace." Christie wiped the sweat from her brow and groaned. "Granny isn't quite as frail as she looks," Neil said. Christie laughed ruefully. "So I've noticed." Granny Barclay cackled happily. Inside the Coburn cabin, they found Bessie still in her bed. Letty Coburn was wiping her brow. Kyle Coburn sat in a corner, looking angry and sullen. Neil took a quick look around. There was no liquor jug in evidence, and Kyle appeared to be sober, if a bit hungover. "Kyle, Letty," Neil said, "I've asked Granny Barclay if she would be so kind as to consult with me on Bessie's case." Kyle stared hard. "You asking for Granny's help?" he demanded suspiciously. "I was a-fixin' to ask Granny to come over myself. She midwifed at Bessie's birth, and she helped me that time I had the fever."
"Let me see the child," Granny said, bustling over to Bessie's bedside.
"I didn't think you city folk put no stock in Granny's medicine," Kyle said doubtfully. "Granny has delivered more babies."